You're listening to Cygnus Radio.
It's just the normal noises in here.
CygnusRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to CygnusRadio.com. This is The Beer Show. I'm Frank Critelli.
And I'm G. Gon.
And today, we went to Bristol, Connecticut.
What a day trip that was.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was way cool. Yeah,
Bristol. I never go to Bristol.
Neither do I.
No, my mother-in-law lives there.
The weather was kind of like fitting.
Yeah, it was. On a cloudy day, we went to Bristol, Connecticut to Firefly Hollow Brewing Company on Center Street in Bristol.
And this is The Beer Show.
That's right. We're going to tell you all about it, but give me the swaggerts.
You got it, Frank.
Connecticut, which is in America, so we're drinking American beer.
Absolutely.
Connecticut beer.
Connecticut beer.
Yeah, we went to Firefly Hollow in Bristol, Connecticut. It's on 139 Center Street in Bristol, Connecticut. Now, there's not too many reasons to go to Bristol.
And we were talking about it before the Swaggerts sang for us. Raise your hand if you've ever really been to Bristol. I mean, I've been through Bristol.
What's in Bristol?
I've lived in Connecticut all my life. I can't answer that question. And that's not putting Bristol down.
Well, it is or it isn't.
I don't know.
However, Firefly Hollow's in Bristol. Did you find it okay? It was weird to get to.
I'll tell you, though, the GPS, it was a little weird to get to, but it's 139 Center Street, and you turn into the driveway, and, you know, I saw the Firefly sign.
You got to watch
on the building.
You'll think you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's sketchy.
Yeah, and then you head down this, like, industrial driveway.
Yeah. With a lot of pallets around.
Yeah, pallets are cool, though. We've been through that before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's what we're developing a theme here, aren't we?
Yeah, maybe the pallet theme.
Well, breweries that are like in industrial parks.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's the thing with breweries.
You know, but it, you know, this wasn't so much a park as just a building. It was just, it reeked of age and it was cool.
It was totally cool. Like, and you know, there's a couple other things in there, like a mattress wholesaler or something like that. But you go all the way to the back, you park around the back, and Firefly Hollow is there. And when you walk through the door, it's pretty comfortable.
It's a very comfortable place. They got beautiful tables and chairs and just really down to earth. Russ gets living roomy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They had those couches there with a
chess set. Yep, and everything. It was really cool. And the windows had a wrought iron decorative touch that reminded me of the old stair railings at my mother's house.
Right. But not new, like
Oh yeah. This is authentic.
Right.
Authentic.
The bar is cool. It's kind of a deep room. It's maybe a little bit dark. You know, like I think the most of the light was coming from the soda machine.
And the and they had this main central load carrying pillar.
Yeah.
That everybody sticks their stickers on.
Yeah.
Which was cool too.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know,
so like a little bit of a community feel, like because there's a bunch of other breweries with their stickers and stuff.
Definitely, it was definitely a community feel. I really think that the patrons were just like a great set of people.
Right.
Just everybody was really like hanging and digging the beer and
just kind of like being chill.
It was chill. Cool. Yeah. That was definitely.
And the servers were cool.
Yeah, exactly. Kellen was
Kellen.
Like Kellen.
Kellen with a K.
Kellen with a K.
Which is wacky.
Yeah, but it was cool.
She was nice enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, good deal.
So, and their flights, eight in a flight.
Eight in a flight.
I mean, now see, and that's you know, and that's what I wanted to say. I'm going to jump in here for a second with, but as we were driving back, I said, well, this was a good day trip, as I, you know, and you know, that leads me into this one, Frank. And I think when we come back, we could talk a little more. What do you think?
All right, cool.
Okay.
Taking the easy way out now.
That was, of course, that was Factory Girl by the Stones, and that was my choice for the day. You said it was a nice day trip.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I thought it was cool factory.
Yeah, I think there you go. There you go, people.
So 8 beers in a flight. Let's talk about some of these beers, because all of their offerings, you could taste them all, and that was real nice. And they had a couple of cans as well that they didn't have to taste that particular day. But 8 beers in a flight, so we drank them all from Firefly Hollow Brewing. Talk to me about your flight experience.
I'll tell you, I was really I was pleasantly surprised by, you know, when you go to a brewery, and we've been to a few of them now, in which I'm really enjoying, and you get their flights, you're always going to, there's always going to be, usually you're going to go 4 to 5, and if they have an extended menu, you may have to leave a couple off, and you and I kind of try to, I notice at times, get a few of the different ones so that we can give an overall view between the two of us. But to get all 8 that were on tap, and to find the majority of them overwhelmingly good taste in beers, was a bonus. That's what made it a great day trip.
It's very consistent. Right across the board, there wasn't a clunker in the bunch.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Talk to me about some of your favorites.
Astounded me. The ones that drew me more so were, as I like a traditional ale, and I'm an IPA guy as well. And some of my favorite beers are IPAs. But the first one that I'm going to talk about is the Umbra Dark Cream.
Oh, yeah, the cream ale.
That was a wacky one. It was a wacky one, and I wish I can give you something to go on as in what type of hops was used or what the... But that's one thing I will, and it's not a criticism, but you don't get much information. No, we're only enthusiasts.
Yeah, we're just enthusiasts.
But as an enthusiast, sometimes I'd like to say, what is it that's giving me this taste?
Oh, so like... They had maybe like a printed page that talked a little bit about their beers, and like a little bit of literature so you could read about it and taste it at the same time.
Right. Well, see, what I like about craft beers is, and what I've really has drawn me to craft beers, especially in the state of Connecticut, because I think we're becoming like almost a craft beer capital.
It's a big thing.
It is a big thing. But anyways, it's like music to me. And if I'm going to listen to a song, I'd love to see the liner notes on it. Okay. Give me, whether you're explaining just what was the inspiration of the song, maybe just the lyrics, or even just who played on it and what they were playing. And with craft beer and beer enthusiasts, like music enthusiasts, I would love, just give me a little more information on the beer I'm drinking, because I'm trying them all. I've got a flight of 8 in front of me.
I would like to have like the brewer's his definition or her definition of what this beer is supposed to be, so then I could see if my palate matches with the brewer's intent.
Exactly, and that's what I'm getting at with that. So with that, the only thing I could tell you is this was very light and pleasing to the palate. My palate loved this. This is the Umbra Dark Cream from Firefly Hollow Brewing. And it reminded me of a cream soda of my youth, although it wasn't that, you know, sodas you think sweet and yucky. No, this was so smooth and clean, very light. It was delicious. It had just, that's the best way I can explain it. It just brought back a little bit of memories of the cream flavor. And because cream, what is cream? What's the cream flavor? You know what I mean? What do they put in cream soda to make it cream soda? What's the flavor? There's got to be some sort of ingredient that they use to bring the cream flavor out.
Okay.
This dark cream ale had it. Umbra Dark Cream Ale had that flavor.
All right.
So whatever they use in the soda is what I'm assuming or guessing or hoping they're using in this beer, but it was good. It was a good beer.
Yeah, I hated cream ale when I was a kid. Couldn't stand it.
Yeah, like me. Never. With strawberries, maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe so.
Good. But, yeah.
That's probably right.
Do you still stand it or can't stand it?
No, I can't drink a cream soda.
See, I would enjoy a cream soda every now and then. I can't drink it. I can't drink it like if it was a Coke. Cream soda is like one of those rarities.
Yeah.
Like Birch Bear with pizza.
Never did cream soda. But this one wasn't bad because it wasn't, to me, it wasn't so sweet. And I felt like I got like a vanilla taste to it. It wasn't like a vanilla stout. It was a creamy sort of vanilla. Almost like one of those, when you go to the coffee house and you get like a chai latte.
Okay, like, yeah, the steamed sort of milk type of deal, yeah.
It was that kind of creamy for me. And I definitely tasted the vanilla, so I dug that one too.
Yeah. And then, or did you want to go with one?
I'm going to tell you about one of mine.
Yeah, let me hear it.
All right. I'm going to talk about the barrel-aged Toadstool. Mm-hmm. Now, this was nitro, 5.5% alcohol. They didn't fill any growlers with this one because it was the nitro thing. It didn't say what they were barrel-aged in. You know, some people barrel-aged them in Chardonnay barrels or whiskey barrels or tequila barrels. You know, Stony Creek has that, that tequila beer that they do over in Branford. So I'm not sure what exactly it was barrel-aged in, but I definitely got a coffee flavor from this one. It's almost stout-like, and it's not too boozy, but it's just boozy enough. And we mentioned it before at the brewery, like a little bit of a Kahlua taste.
Yes, the Kahlua was... The
boozy coffee combination was really, really interesting to me. And now that winter's coming, we're going to want some, boozy, stout-like beers.
Yep.
And the barrel-aged Toadstool on the nitro was it for me. That was a really good one.
Yeah, it was kind of almost like you said, maybe when in the wintertime when you drop a little Kahlua in your coffee.
Right.
But the thing was is it was not overpowering. You know, it didn't hit you over the head. It was which is nice because sometimes the boozy and stouts, they could hit you over the head.
When they're aged in whiskey barrels, sometimes some of those beers get too boozy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of saying something.
No, I have to agree with you. Sometimes too much of the alcohol content takes away from the pleasure of the drinking of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this one was very pleasurable. And I'm starting to really like those coffee flavors in beers. There was another one on the flight, the Choconaut Imperial Porter. And that was a big beer. That was 7.9%. And it had that chocolate coffee, kind of like almost like a chocolate-covered cherry with Kahlua.
I'm going to interrupt you here for a minute, but this is the first time I've seen you feature two heavier, dark beers. Go ahead, continue, though, because that surprised me. You prefer the more lighter, hoppier ones.
Well, I guess they're easier drinking, but I think my palate is expanding the more stuff that we taste, and maybe that's a lesson.
Somehow. Tell me more about the Choconaut Imperial Porter.
It was like, you got milk chocolate. You got like chocolate in a Snickers bar or something like that. And then you got the chocolate in the organic aisle.
With the 85% cacao.
Yeah, it's 85% cacao and, non-GMO and it's dark chocolate. It's like health. It's like a health food. You know, it's good for your heart and your blood and stuff.
I didn't even tell you this. And
Choconaut Imperial Porter almost feels healthy. You know, it was clearing me out somehow, and yet it was totally delicious. Was like those chocolate-covered cherries that are the dark chocolate, and then, backing it up with a shot of Kahlua, because it had just that little coffee part on the end. Now, the cherry part might even be my imagination.
You got me on that one. I had that, and it was a very robust chocolate.
Yeah,
85% cacao, but very smooth.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, and it was, yes, it had that very, it's like sometimes you know if you're eating that good chocolate, you're cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that crap chocolate that the sugar is going to kill you on.
Like I would drink a pint of that in a cool glass, glass, I would drink, that's the glass. Yeah, they can't see that on the radio, but that's a nice sort of goblet, I would drink a pint of that Choconaut Imperial Porter with a piece of cheesecake for dessert on Thanksgiving, and it would be like, yeah, then you're done. You're done. I mean, maybe a whiskey later, but that would be it.
Wow, that's worth trying.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving is coming up,
so Choconaut Imperial Porter, you can fill a growler of that.
From Firefly Hollow Brewing. Yep. Yeah. And so I've got one more to
tell me about it.
And this is the one that I brought home in a growler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was called the Red Lantern.
Mm.
I'm assuming it's a Irish Red Ale.
It's an Irish Red Ale, that's correct.
5.7%. And all I got to say is, let me take another sip of it.
Yeah, try it out. I didn't even get to my growler one yet.
It's very light on the palate. It's got a little fruity flavor.
Okay.
It's one of those things, you can't really identify the fruit flavor.
But it's not like a grapefruit.
No, it's not.
It's not strawberries.
No, it's not strawberries.
No, maybe like a melon sort of thing.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. We weren't discussing that, weren't we?
Yeah.
I totally forgot. Yeah, it's got this sort of melon fruit.
Okay.
Here, but I don't like melon. But
shit.
I'll eat a watermelon.
But you filled a growler with this.
Hell yeah. It's a good, a good red, it's a good red.
I wrote,
Irish red.
I wrote in my notes that I found that one creamier than the Umbra Dark Cream.
Yeah, I'll disagree with you on that, but I can see where you can get it from. The
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that one's kind of, maybe it's sort of like a velvety kind of mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
Cool.
It's definitely good.
All right. And that's the Red Lantern.
Red Lantern. That's my growler fill. Your growler fill?
I filled a growler with the Charm Quark, and that's an IPA. 7.3, practically a double IPA. And it's got those sort of characteristics. This is my kind of IPA, piney, you know, dank, with a good, you know, almost weed smelling sort of nose on it, and a big giant punch you in the gut IPA. And those are my favorites. And that's the Charm Quark.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on the almost double, but not quite. And good, great hoppy IPA. It was definitely a good one. Normally I prefer the regular IPAs over a double IPA. While this technically isn't, or it could be, we don't know, but it's close to a double IPA based on our palates.
Yeah.
I prefer that over their Lizard Breath IPA, which is basically your standard smooth IPA.
The Lizard Breath didn't jump me.
I found it to be just a regular pleasant IPA.
Yeah, it was fine enough.
Nothing wrong with it. It's not like I would say, oh no, I don't want to drink that.
Yeah. Unspectacular, but not bad.
But the Charm Cork IPA.
Yeah.
Boom, that was good.
Yeah, we're going to try another one of those IPAs in just a second. One that was not on our flight, so we'll talk about that after this important message from Aztec Two-Step.
She said her name was Cinderella, from under her umbrella with the blues. He said his name was Mr. Dumpty, but she could call him Humpty if she choose. Then queried, wasn't it a pity that dear old New York City was more and more resembling a zoo? Humpty talked of birds and berries and the Staten Island Ferry and the moon. Cinderella showed her blisters and she told them of her sisters in her broom. And how she sweated with a sweeping while they're always out and reeking of perfume. Yes, hey, 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 to
Two-step.
Yeah.
Off of Second Step. What year was that, Frank? Do you remember?
Geez, 75?
Right on. 75. I was judging, yeah. As I was reading the little print, the small print, you were saying it. Frank, Cesar, let's dig in that song, because it's an awesome song.
Yeah, what even brought that up? I'm not sure why we started thinking about that today.
Exactly, and we were racking our brains, but Frank did an interview.
Oh, that's right. I hand you the CD.
Which
that's right. Okay.
Heard on Cygnus Radio over the course of the next month or so. So keep tuned here because
Rex Fowler will be playing at the Sunday Buzz at Cafe 9 on October 16th, and Aztec Two Step will be playing November 4th at Infinity Hall.
So Frank hands me the CD and says, "This is the interview with Rex to be aired." And I was like, "Oh yeah, what? That's great." Rex was such a great guy because I got to meet him at the Merritt and Daffodil Festival.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was running the welcome stage, and he was playing on it, and I got to meet him and talk with him. What a great guy he
was. Oh, he's awesome, yeah.
And so I was telling that story and how I told him Humpty Dumpty was like my favorite song.
He played it that day, didn't he?
Yeah, well, what he did was he finished his set, and we had time. And I was like, Rex, you want to take an encore? And like he was like, wow, they're asking me to do an encore, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I said, come on, I'll put you back on. And I put him back on the stage, and he played Humpty Dumpty especially for me. And I was like, that was like one of my, you know, superstar moments. You know?
See that? And I found a shoe all by itself in the parking lot the other day, and that song was running through my head.
See, it's a synergy, man.
Hey, did you lose your shoe?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that's part of what why I love doing this
beer show. Because we lose shoes.
We visit these great breweries.
Oh, yeah.
Drink some good beers. And we not only that, but we listen to good music and we talk good times.
Beer is very inspiring.
It's a social thing.
Yeah. And today we visited Firefly Hollow Brewery in Bristol, Connecticut on Center Street.
And what was that networking quote?
What do you mean?
From the bartender about beer being the universal networker.
Oh, yeah. I people network over beers, don't they?
There you go.
See? Yeah, it brings people together. So Firefly Hollow was a really cool place. We had 8 beers on a flight. We filled some growlers. We talked all about that stuff. But they did have some can offerings. One of the cans that was offered was not available for tasting that day, and it was Cone Flakes. And Cone Flakes is a double IPA, 7.7% alcohol by volume. And here we have it. It's in the can. Ready?
Ready.
That's it. And right out of the can, yeah, see, you can smell the hoppiness right out of the can.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm. Oh, yeah. See, and this is, oh, man.
That's a good double IPA. And, you know, sometimes to me, the double IPA is the alcohol content. Mm. Again, we get into that too alcohol-y to drink.
Yeah.
This is like right on.
Well, like we said earlier, the Charm Quark, which is just an IPA, is 7.3. This double IPA is 7.7. It pours really nice. It's cloudy.
It's a beautiful head.
Wow, you know. Yeah. And just a very nice beer all around. I've had this one before. This is kind of the one they're famous for because it's a fantastic double IPA. And that's Cone Flakes.
Cone Flakes. And yeah. Why do they call it Cone Flakes?
Well, it says right here on the can, actually, Gary. They have a nice little quote up here. It says, "We call it Cone Flakes because you might as well have poured hops into a bowl, added beer, and used a spoon." Yeah. I can see drinking this beer with a spoon. It's definitely a breakfast beer. This one goes, I can guarantee this will go really well with a bacon, egg, and cheese on an English muffin, with some French fries on the side or something like that. Nice. Maybe a piece of avocado just to pretend it's a little healthy. Yeah, Cone Flakes out of the can.
Well, you know, here's to Firefly Hollow Brewing.
Yes.
I really enjoyed the day today, the trip, and the brewery and the beers.
Yeah, yeah, great job. Great job, folks.
And refreshing.
Yeah, no doubt. And it makes me not mind Bristol that much.
I'll tell you, I would go back to Bristol.
What, for Firefly Hollow.
Firefly Hollow. Yeah,
that's the only reason.
What was that address again?
139 Center Street in Bristol, Connecticut.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Thanks for listening to The Beer Show. We'll be back next month from someplace else, yo.
That's right. Tune in first Tuesday of every month, 7:30. Almost. Sometimes if they go longer, you know, like last month it was 7:20
wow.
p.m. Eastern time.
Well, whatever it is.
Frank.
Around then, yes.
As always, a pleasure. Yeah.
You too, man. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers, Connecticut.
Cheers, Connecticut.
Sometimes I feel like I'm fading away. You're looking at me, I got nothing to say. Don't make me angry with the games that you play. Either light up or leave me alone. Walk in my room, you're on my bed. Open your mouth, shoot someone. Inside my head, either light up or leave me
You're listening to Cygnus Radio.
And now for something completely different.
CygnusRadio.com.